from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a couple things to get to here. I'm just seeing this breaking news. Jalen Ramsey has just signed an extension with the Miami Dolphins. Okay, so Ian Rappaport and others are reporting the Dolphins and all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey have agreed to another huge extension. This time a 3-year, $72.3 million deal to get this, make him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL again. $24.1 million a year for Jalen Ramsey, who's 29 years old, playing cornerback. He just became the highest paid corner in the league. And he played 10 games last year. And he's been sitting out with a quote-unquote mystery injury, which was finally revealed to be a hamstring on the practice report this week. I mean, okay, he had a hamstring injury. Or he didn't? I don't know. Because people didn't know. Well, we're going to call it a hamstring, but he really hasn't been practicing because he's been wanting a new extension and they've been negotiating. And is that what happened here? I'm wondering. I don't know. But he's 29. When's he going to turn 30 here? That's a lot of money. The highest paid corner in the league. I mean, the Dolphins should not be in the business of extending older players, to be quite honest. They just had a revamped defense, especially because of financials. He's going to be 30 in October. He's going to be 30 in a month and a half. He's still a good player. I don't think he is the player he used to be, though. And you're going to pay him $24 million plus a year? This is a very, very interesting deal. Good for Jalen Ramsey to get the bag. Very interesting. 803-0550. If you'd like to join in here on our Bills Prediction Fest record and how the season ends. John in Detroit. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hi. I really think that this is the Bills' year. I've been a lifelong fan. I think the offense is going to be dominating with a new look, and the defense will be just good enough. I think 15-2, and I think we're going all the way.
Wow, 15-2. I mean, I've seen some Super Bowl. Yep. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Seen some Super Bowl picks. I've heard them from you today. But I don't think that I've seen a 15-2. That's, in fact, the first one. What do we have here? Here's how the predictions have gone for wins. 9, 10, 11, 13, 13, 10, 12, 11, 12, 15. As I said earlier, I was thinking about last night while I watched, weirdly, Bills Broncos Monday Night Football highlights from last year in that game. I don't know, man. I was just going down the rabbit hole. I don't know why it happened. It happens sometimes. I did. But you know what I kept thinking about? Like, I'm watching this. Like, how did they let this team beat them? Like, they shouldn't have let the Broncos come in here on a Monday night and beat them. Broncos were terrible last year. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute, that wasn't the only game, right? I mean, I know this, but you had the Patriots and what happened to Mac Jones at the end of the game. You had the Giants should have beaten them, I guess, if you want to, you know, or at least came within a whisker of it, I guess. You know, maybe last year was the year that they weren't that good. Everybody's talking about this year, step back, step back. I think last year they took a step back, now that I think about it. Maybe not in the wins, though. They still wound up winning games. Maybe they just found a way to win some games last year while they weren't as good. And then now that's why they've revamped and gotten younger and a little more athletic. And that's what we're looking at here. I don't know. That's a good, like, optimistic glass half full way of looking at it. But you guys are not just glass half full. You're pouring it over, man. You're pouring it out with these Super Bowl picks. So Sean McDermott came aboard a little while ago here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And he revealed to us that there was another injury. DeJuan Smoot will be added to the injury report today as something that came up yesterday, a toe for DeJuan Smoot. He will not practice today. The only other player who won't practice is Javon Solomon, and it looks like he probably won't play in the game. They're going to see where it goes with DeJuan Smoot. That was a Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. I should say car crash for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. All right, let's get to it, Josh. We're going to do Three Dog Thursday on a Friday here. And then I'm going to ask you for a pick. So I think maybe what we're going to start doing is maybe call. Have you looked at the lines? Okay. And maybe, I mean, if you want, I guess you can pick one. You might like one that I like. It's just tough to pick all dogs, right? You can only have all dogs. So I'll give you one every week, and we're going to keep track of you. You can pick one that I like, or you can pick a different one of your own. How about that? You can do whatever you like, okay? Here we go. The first installment this year of Three Dog Thursday, but on a Friday. All right. This one, I just think is a nice play. Not going to go wild over it because I think this game can go either way, but that's why I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars getting 3.5 points over the Miami Dolphins and the newly highest paid cornerback in the league, Jalen Ramsey. I just think this game is going to be way too close to give any team 3.5 points. No idea what to expect here, other than probably quite a few points scored. What's the over-under? 47, 48, I think. I think
49.
I'm gonna lean 40. Well, okay, it is high. I still might go over. Okay? Here's why. The Jags have they've revamped their offense. Addition of Gabe Davis and Mitch Morris, of course, from Buffalo. But Brian Thomas Jr., they go out and they grab. They have a healthy Travis Etienne behind Trevor Lawrence. They have Evan Engram, who's a really solid tight end. Of course, they have Doug Peterson, who's a very good offensive coach. And of course, on the other side, we know what the Miami Dolphins can do offensively, especially early in the season when teams haven't seen them yet. This is a really good opening Sunday game. Two Florida teams in the South Florida sun. It's going to be hot. I think this game goes back and forth between the two teams. I think it's a higher scoring game. So you're going to give me 3.5. I'll take that with the Jacksonville Jaguars to cover. I don't know if they win this game, but I think this is a 1, 2, or 3-point game at the end, either way. Okay, the one that I don't love as much, but I'm going to go with it because I've kind of been talked into it a little bit by the national talking heads. As much as the Lions are a darling favorite to kind of go to the Super Bowl or be right in the mix, lots of people are giving the Rams lots of love and what Sean McVay will do this year with them. I don't know. I'm not totally convinced, but I'm going to be a little convinced by them telling me to, right? So I don't love this pick, but I'm going to go with it because I'm just going to start believing, I guess, what I'm hearing people say about the LA Rams with Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and a solid defense and Sean McVay being reinvigorated and just wanting to, you know, last year was their reset year and here we go. He's not going to TV. He's coming back over the Lions who, of course, let's face it, Stafford, Goff, you know, it's going to be that whole thing again, the storyline, even though they played last year. We know the Lions are a very good team. I think the Lions are very good, and I do think they have a chance to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think they're a world beater necessarily. I think a good coached LA Rams team with a healthy Matthew Stafford is going to be able to make this a game. This is your Sunday night football game, by the way. Rams-Lions. And the Rams are getting 4.5 points in Detroit. 4.5 is quite a bit in a game like this. I'm going to take the Rams plus 4.5 over the Detroit Lions. And then finally, the game I do love the most. This is my favorite play of the week. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos getting 6 points at the Seattle Seahawks. This is way more about the Seahawks than it is about the Broncos for me, though, okay? I'm just not sold on them right now. They're getting a lot of love nationally, and I don't really see why. Yes, Geno Smith's been good, but how good? Sustainable. I mean, even they might have that question. They brought in Sam Howell, not necessarily to compete with Geno, but he is there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just wonder, like, where is Geno? What do they think about him? How good is he? I do like their new head coach, Mike McDonald. He's a very good, young defensive mind. But he's also now going into Sean Payton, one of the best offensive minds of our generation. And a Broncos team, as much as I just said they were terrible last year, I think they're looking to be. And look, they did wind up making a run last year towards the end of the year, right? I think this is a Broncos team that's looking to get out of the gate early, not have the kind of start they did last year, show they'd be contending in the West, even though I don't actually think they're going to contend with Kansas City in the West. I think they'll be better than people think this year. I like their approach, and Bo Nix has had a very good preseason. 6 points here is way too much for me to give away. I love 6 points. I think the Broncos can win this game. They might win this game on the field, actually. I'll call right now. I say Broncos go to Seattle and win the game on the field, but I'm going to take the 6 points for the Broncos as the underdog. So here you go. Jags +3.5 over Dolphins. Rams +4.5 over Lions. Broncos +6 over Seahawks. Those are my three. Josh, you get one. What do you like?
Well, you stole my thunder. I was waiting the whole time, and I thought I was going to make it through. And then, bam, right at the end, you steal my Denver Broncos.
That's okay.
Pick. But I think it's going to be more on the Broncos than on the Seahawks.
Okay.
Personally. So I think Bo Nix has got a lot going on there in a good way. He's working with Sean Payton. He's going to fit in that offense very nicely, I think. And not to mention the running back room as well, with Javonte Williams coming off of an injury last year. Jaleel McLaughlin looked really good when he filled in last year. So I think that Broncos team, like you said, has a very good chance to go out and win on the field and obviously cover the spread as well. So that would also be my pick. If you want me to pick another one, I will. But
no, you do not have to pick another one.
All right. Well, that's what I'm going for. I feel confident about that.
I like it. The only thing that scares me is we both feel like it's the best play of the week. You get one, and that's your one. And I said that's my best play of the week. So now I'm scared, and everybody should bet the other way, I guess. That's the way it works here, right? That's why when you hear everybody's on one team, you're supposed to go the other way.
Listen, I'm the king of superstition, so This is hard for me to do as it is. But I think, I don't have any faith, really, in the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're just kind of in a weird area right now.
Yeah.
Where don't have their quarterback. They're not bad enough to get a quarterback.
And I also think that they're maybe a year away on defense. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, that defense is not at all what it used to be. I'm not really convinced by them at all.
Mike McDonald is a really good young defensive coach. I think he needs to get his guys in there, his system in place. He's probably putting together a little bit. Okay, he's going to try that first year, but we'll see where it goes. Some very interesting games on the schedule. On Sunday, and of course on Sunday night and on Monday night, we talked about some of them yesterday. A big one tonight, Packers and Eagles. You know, at the end of the year, a game like that could really go a long way in shaping the NFC. We spend so much time here talking about what the AFC looks like. The NFC, NFC is going to be tough, and they have some really good teams, and I don't really know who's going to come out of there. I think I would tell you, the NFC champions probably, how many teams are you going to put in there? How many teams could you actually realistically see winning the NFC? What teams can we put in here? Green Bay, yes or no? Realistically, yes.
I think so.
Okay,
Detroit.
I agree. Detroit, right? Rams? After everything I just said, I think I could. I could.
49ers.
49ers for sure. Eagles?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm curious.
What?
Well,
Realistically, you couldn't see the Eagles winning. If the Eagles won the NFC, you wouldn't be like, you'd be totally surprised.
I wouldn't be totally surprised, obviously, but I just think that with all this weird stuff that seems to be going on between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts,
yeah,
and all of that, obviously there hasn't been much turnover aside from Jason Kelce retiring and Saquon Barkley coming in, but I don't know. The vibe feels off in Philadelphia. It's not like completely broken,
yeah,
but it just feels like it wouldn't be a surprise, but it would be kind of like, oh, wow. You know, they look like they figured it out. Looks like they sorted out all their issues. You know, like it wouldn't be like, oh my God, like that team won. Like if the Falcons came out.
All right,
and
let me ask you this way. Would you be more surprised if Philly or Dallas was the NFC champion this year? I'd be more surprised if it's Dallas.
I think so too.
I just don't think what has Dallas done to get better?
Dallas hasn't really done anything. They still haven't signed Dak. And
he's gonna play though, but yeah, right. I mean but what have they done to get better this year? I don't even know.
Not much. I don't think, if anything. They didn't make many offseason moves.
No, after saying they were going to be all in, they were not all in at all, except for paying CeeDee Lamb here, apparently, late in the process.
Yeah, I think it would definitely be more surprising if Dallas won. I just think with Philly, though, like I said, it just seems a little off. It seems off to the point where they'll still be a good team, but not good enough to win the NFC.
Do you know what game I debated taking a team? See what you feel about this. The Giants are getting 1.5 at home against the Vikings.
I was thinking about that one too, because I think that with Malik Nabers in that system, it doesn't matter who's throwing the ball. I think that it's going to work no matter what. I mean, Malik Nabers is a big time game changer for the Giants. But
see, for me, it's more about the Vikings. I just don't think they're that good. But however, they actually may be better with Bradford than they would be with J.J. McCarthy, especially early in the season.
Darnold, you mean?
Sam Darnold. Sorry, I said Bradford. I said Sam Bradford. Sam Darnold. Got my Sam quarterbacks mixed up. I think they could be better with Darnold than J.J. McCarthy, especially early in the season. And Justin Jefferson's obviously terrific. We know that. And I actually think they have a decent defense. We all here in Buffalo should be rooting against the Minnesota Vikings every game this year because the Bills have the Vikings' second-round pick. But for me, that's about the Vikings because I don't think the Giants are that good. I don't care about Malik Nabers. Yes, I think he's terrific talent, but I don't know if he moves the needle that much for me for the Giants this year. Yeah, he might make a play or two. And then Devin Singletary had a nice year last year in Houston. We know he's a decent running back. I think their offensive line has questions. I don't really know how good their defense is going to be. By the way, did you see the news? Brian Daboll is now taking over play calling. And not that it was like a surprise move, but it was kind of trending that way from Mike Kafka. And it looks like Brian Daboll is going to be back to calling plays. This is a big year for Brian Daboll. If they do not take a step, at this point next year, I don't think Brian Daboll is the head coach of the Giants.
I think that's fair. I mean, I don't think it'd be fair for Brian Daboll, but I think it's a fair assessment just because of the fact that this team was so good the first year. They signed Daniel Jones, and then everything falls off. And so that's where I think it wouldn't be fair on behalf of Daboll, just because I think Daniel Jones has been just the biggest disappointment ever.
What is your Sunday afternoon look like? Are you here for the games? I don't know, and I apologize.
This week, I am not. But
normally you would be.
I think normally I would be. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is, what will you be doing for the Cowboys Browns game at 4:25? You somewhere dialed in watching that?
That one. So after the game,
because that's Tom Brady's debut as an announcer.
Right. Yeah. So after the Bills game this week, I'm actually going to be going to my parents' house for dinner, and that's like, you know, while dinner is being eaten, we'll be watching that game just to, you know, see what that game itself is like, because I think that's going to be an interesting game too, because if Cleveland can get their offense right, that's going to be potentially like a shootout there.
Is the question though. I mean, even fans I know, Browns fans I know, will tell you Deshaun hasn't been that good since he's been there.
Right.
And that's a big question, but you're right. Their defense was amazing last year. And
I mean,
Miles Garrett
alone can change any defense in the league. I mean, that right there will cause a lot of problems, I think, for the Cowboys offense, especially because the Cowboys offense already has its issues from time to time. So,
And honestly, I will tell you, I think Jim Schwartz is one of the best defensive minds really over the last, you know, 10, 15 years in the NFL, 20 years even. I mean, he's really good at what he does. He was here in Buffalo a little bit, and he's still manning that defense. And I think that's a team that, you know what? Probably a lower scoring game there, maybe.
You think so?
Right? Yeah, probably.
I was thinking, you know,
a lot of points.
If the dam breaks, I think it's just gonna,
yeah,
you know, just go. But
you never know week one.
It always depends on the quarterbacks, and those two quarterbacks have a lot of question marks around them. I mean, with Dak, it's, you know, can you, obviously we've seen him in the regular season perform, but, you know, can he perform super consistently?
Before we head for the timeout, I want to remind everybody, next week the Bills play on Thursday night. So we got a short week, short turnaround. However, I'll be back on Monday with the reaction show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, as we do every Monday. Will it be a victory Monday? We'll find out. Will it be a decent weather Sunday? We'll find out after this timeout when Patrick Hammer joins us for his weekly weather chat. Yes, he's back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2, chief meteorologist, after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.